Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're Voldemort or something.
Harry Potter.
That was quite good.
Can you do Snape?
No. His voice is
go
too
on, try
like.
It.
What does he even say?
Harry Potter.
I can't
try it. Just try it.
Harry. I told you, I can't do it. It's too bassy. Haven't got that bass.
Harry. I've got the right tone.
You got
to
the
do
bass,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got the bass.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 27 of Lower Your Expectations. Hi, Matt.
Hello. Sorry, I was drinking
some
water.
Yeah, that's why I saw you go for a drink. I was like, I'm going to throw it in here and make you speak.
Cheers, mate.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. The house is a bit smelly.
Very smelly.
Yeah, I just got back from LA today, guys. Was there for a couple of days for work and landed today and walked in the house and it's just got a disgusting smell.
Is it nice? Is that like, oh, I can't wait to get back home and then open the door?
Well, I can't figure out what it is because it's not a bin. It's not like there's nothing that's lingering. I think it's just in the walls or...
It's not the rats again, is it? They're not back, are they?
Or it's you.
It's not me. I have a nice fake fragrance.
But we have a lovely Jo Malone candle here. Hashtag not sponsored. To kind of try and give us
It's quite romantic really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit romantic.
It's a romantic podcast this week. But how was it though doing... How long did you go for? Like a day? 2 days?
2 days.
How
nights.
Was that?
I kind of feel like... Because LA is an 8-hour time difference. And I feel like going for 2 days... It's hard when you're there because I'm going to bed. Like I was waking up at 4 a.m. every day.
I was so shocked when you messaged me. Like, oh, hey, man. I was like, bloody hell. It was like 3 o'clock
yeah,
your
the
time.
First thing you said, you're like, you're up early. I was like, yes, I know. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like it's good because I haven't got my body into that time zone. So I'm not going to be affected by jet lag. That's what I kind of hope.
Yeah.
We'll find out tonight. I mean, we won't because we're not sleeping together. I mean, I'll find out tonight.
Why don't you text me and let me know? I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I feel like if you did East Coast, you'd be absolutely fine. But West Coast, have I got that right? But West Coast is difficult.
Never eat shredded wheat.
So,
do you know,
was
you
I
do
right?
That so
yeah,
you can
no,
look.
I know that, but was
yeah,
I right?
Yeah, you were. Come on, cool. LA's always West Coast.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I said it. I did say it.
You got to believe in yourself.
And yeah, more self-belief.
Were you? Did you suffer from jet lag? When we came
when back. We did the last one,
yeah,
I wasn't too bad actually.
We were only there for four nights or five nights. Someone short
four nights,
four
I think.
Nights, short period of time.
Yeah, I wasn't too bad to be honest, but I think it depends on how I managed to get a little bit of sleep on the plane home.
That is
not a lot, but
some, yeah. And that makes you. I took sleeping pills and that helped.
It's just weird. When I was younger, I used to think it's cool. Like if we came back from Florida or something. If I didn't sleep, but everyone else is, I'm like, yeah, I'm watching
cool.
Four films. You're all doing nothing.
And then you're the one that regrets that as soon as you get off the plane.
Yeah, I'd always try and get some time off school, saying, say I'm ill.
I'm just tired.
Yeah, unfortunately, you don't really get sick notes for that, do you?
No. So I was going to say, guys, if I'm speaking a bit funny or it seems a bit slow today, it's because I've literally got off
do
the plane.
Do I need to like click in your... face or something, just wake you off of it.
Or you need to be ready to step in and like...
Take over.
Yeah.
Take over.
You got okay. That.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So while you're over there, so at the moment in the UK, we've got an election process going on. So
we
voting
have.
Next week.
You've gone into a really like official voice. Like you're really, we've got an election going on.
This is David Dimbleby here. But yeah, so were you keeping up while you were over there? Like developments and things?
Yeah, I mean, you also speak as if I've been gone for like a few weeks. I was literally away for 2 nights.
But some big things have happened, haven't they?
Yeah, but I stayed on top of it. Yeah, there's big things happening. And I don't know, we're not going to turn this into a political podcast because it'll probably bore a lot of you. And that's not why you tune in for us to talk about politics.
but it's a big thing happening in the UK right now. And I was going to say register to vote, but you're too late to register to vote now. I did tweet about it,
sailed.
Telling people to do that. So if you are registered, make sure you do vote. You can make a difference, guys.
Yeah, don't do that thing when it spoils the ballot paper. I think that's just don't turn up if you're going to do that. That's ridiculous.
What's spoil the ballot paper?
Oh, you know, where you do something stupid instead of putting the cross in
like
the box.
Oh, like draw a dick on it or something.
Whatever, yeah. Oh. Out of protest. So we just don't. Someone's got to count that. It's not nice for them, is it? Like going through, oh, yeah, there's some tits. Amazing. But have you been approached by anyone like to endorse
them?
Yeah,
there's been a lot of emails I've had. Not so much from like specific parties like come and support our party, but I've had a lot of people reach out just asking me to speak about it in some kind of manner, more in a kind of getting people to register to vote or even think about it, or who have never really thought about it before to try and think about
it. That's good.
Which I feel like,
well, you did your bit, didn't you? Did the tweet.
Yeah.
There he is, mate.
I got told to do that. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Do you think in the next week, so I think we've got 8 days left maybe, do you think it's going to be like when the US presidential election, when a lot of YouTubers, American YouTubers, were like, guys, you need to vote for this person, not this person, and that kind of stuff?
No, I don't think so. I feel like there's not, I mean, it was Donald Trump. Like, Donald Trump is a huge character who has very blunt opinions.
He's very divisive, isn't he?
And yeah, and I feel like we don't really have that in the UK. Like, nowhere near that extent. We don't have someone. Some of the things he says, a lot of people were listening just like, how is this man talking about those kinds of things? I don't feel like we have that in the UK where someone's so...
Yeah, divisive,
I guess. Divisive, that's the word I was looking for, thanks.
Yeah, he's not as... I mean, over here, I guess they're not as... I don't know, like belligerent, like they're not as...
Americans are proud as well. Yeah. Americans are like, yeah, man, I'm really for Hillary Clinton, so...
Just really random. I was walking the other day and saw a Trump news report in someone's window just saying Trump triumph. I was like, it's random.
What, in the UK?
Yeah. Oh. Just the other day, I was like, oh, okay.
You've got worldwide fans.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny. We're not really as, like, I guess some people are doing the whole putting their Facebook profile photos like, I voted this party. Like,
have they done that?
A few people I've seen done that.
I haven't seen that. Have you done that?
No, I haven't. Oh. I don't know if I'm going to either.
Okay.
Some things, like, I remember 2015 and Brexit, I was quite vocal on Facebook, but I don't know if I can
the
be
thing,
bothered
the only
to get
thing,
into
if
the...
we're talking about, the only thing that annoys me is when people are like, you shouldn't talk about it. Mm. You know, it's like, oh, you shouldn't ask people who you vote for. I'm like, why not? If someone's voting for something, they should be able to talk about that or share why they want to vote for that.
I guess it's because it could cause, not offence, but an awkward conversation. It's not nice small talk, is it? Like, oh, hey, yeah, the weather's nice.
Yeah,
who did you vote for yesterday?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying walk down the road, but like getting your coffee. Like, by the way, who are you voting for?
Oh, so just of an evening, you've had like
anyone,
a drink,
your mates. Like, then, even I feel like people are like, oh, you can't talk about it. It's like,
I feel a bit awkward. I don't really ask people who they vote for, to be honest. Unless I know if they've made it. But if they've made implications, like they've made jokes and things like, oh, so they're obviously for this party, then I'll talk to them if it's the same one I'm voting for. Oh. But if not, I just kind of leave
it. You get a bit scared.
I don't get scared. They're my friends. I don't want to have an argument about it. Like, it's fine. Oh. Like, people have their own reasons for voting whichever way they're going to vote, don't they?
But that's what I mean. I think it's like, it's fine to talk about that.
Yeah. Like, I got very emotional about Brexit. I'm not going to do that this time. Like, whatever happens, happens. It's fine.
Okay.
We'll be. The world's still going to spin, isn't it? Hopefully.
Talk about the world spinning. Loads of thing with basketball players at the moment. There's some basketball players that have come out, some big basketball players, and predicted, not predicted, but they believe in the theory that the world is flat. And there's some like seriously big basketball players, and then they're backing each other up on it. What do you think about
that? Flat Earth theory. Do you know, on the way to your place, there's a sticker for that on one of the lampposts. I always think it's funny when I walk past it. And I always think, but what, when you're on a plane, I guess because you never see a whenever you're going around places, there's no curve, is there?
It's because it's so big.
Obviously, that's what I'm saying, obviously, but that's such a funny theory, isn't it? That's an amazing conspiracy theory.
I just, do they genuinely think you can drop off the edge of the earth?
Or if you got in a car, maybe. I don't know.
Let's get a guest. Let's get a guest on and hear their theories. Adult, do you believe in it? No, he's absolutely not. That's a look of disgust.
It would be amazing to get someone on who believes in that. Actually, I would love to talk to him.
Let's do that,
guys.
That
would be fascinating.
Get in touch and we will invite you around my house. Maybe. Probably not my house. and we'll talk to you about your silly theories.
Oh my. That's going to entice them. They are going to hear that and think, I can't wait to come on. They're going to be very fair and they're going to talk to me and take me seriously. This is going to be brilliant.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's going on in YouTube at the moment?
Some quality stuff is on
YouTube. There's been some movements, hasn't
there? Some big movements by big groups of people, aka Jake Paul and his incredible song that him and Team 10 have just dropped. Fire on YouTube. Absolute fire. Dominating the charts, dominating YouTube.
Gonna take over the world.
He is gonna run for president, isn't he?
Oh,
that's gonna. He's. I genuinely.
Team 10 in his like cabinet.
I
sort of
genuinely believe he thinks that could happen.
Probably.
So, lowdown. Yeah. If you don't know who Jake Paul is, maybe you're not on YouTube. He is the brother of Logan Paul. He is a YouTuber. He was or is a Disney star. But now he daily vlogs and he has Team 10, which is literally like a group of little kids that work for him, basically. And they all have YouTube channels, blah, blah, blah. And he released a song. Like, his YouTube channel absolutely kills it. Like,
he's good, part of like the new wave of vloggers, isn't he?
Yeah, and good for him. Like, it's always cool to see YouTubers smashing it, growing at and breaking boundaries.
He's quite young, 20. Is he the younger brother of Logan?
Yes,
or older?
I think younger. So. Younger. But what has sparked
controversy
is his song. They released a song on his channel called, what's it called?
It's Every Day Bro.
I got sent the link from a friend and I watched it and I was just like, holy fucking
but
shit.
Even without being sent the link though, it's huge, isn't it? It's like eight and a half million views.
2 days, 8.5 million views, got to number 2 in the iTunes chart,
which
like,
is, that's big.
That is big.
Whatever you think about it,
that's the download chart. I mean, it's not; it hasn't officially charted there. There's a difference. We'll see where it charts, but that is big. But I've.
Well, you sent over to me, and yeah. Like, oh, have you seen this? I hadn't seen it, actually. So I watched it. And I was like, oh my god, this is crazy.
It honestly made me want to throw up.
Oh my!
Like, I'm sorry, but like, I have such strong opinions about this. Like,
is this because you own the like parody rap scene and you're like, what's this kid doing?
Not at all. It's not a parody. The problem with it is, so I don't even know where to start with breaking this down. Like, this is not me coming for Jake Paul at all because I'm not here to do that. I'm just attacking the song. I just think it's so arrogant and it just makes me feel sick.
Like, shall I read out some of the lyrics? Would that help? And then we'll do a little bit of analysis.
Yeah, let's do it.
So
let's read a line each.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. So, do you want to go first?
It's every day, bro.
With the Disney Channel flow.
5 mil on YouTube in 6 months.
Never been done. I think they want it to rhyme, so it's before, but I think it's meant to be befo, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, befo. That's all right so far. Like, it's just stating facts.
It's a bit arrogant.
I mean, it's stating facts. It's stating facts, that's fine.
And he's done, though, there's no reference to, has that been done before? I'm sure it has.
I don't know. I don't think
PewDiePie must have done that.
No, but like 2 5 mil from 0 to 5 mil.
Oh, okay.
I think he probably
all
is.
Right. So we'll give him that.
Yeah,
then.
Congrats. So,
okay. All right.
We pass all the competition, man.
PewDiePie is next.
Let's just stop there. Like, dude, come on. You've been on YouTube 6 months. You can't come for God like that. Like,
yeah. He is.
He is God. He is literally God. And you're just like, yeah, PewDiePie is next. No.
Really want PewDiePie to react to it. He's literally 10 times bigger.
I think a lot of YouTubers, and PewDiePie may even react to it, because let's carry on. Next line. Man, I'm popping all these checks. Oof. Go on, read the next one.
Got a brand new Rolex.
And I met a Lambo too.
That doesn't make sense.
Just those three lines. I just don't understand. It's a bit like rappers. I listen to hip hop, and rappers like to flaunt and rap about like fucking bitches, buying cars and shit. And it's like, okay, cool, but it's still a cool beat sometimes. And
it's part of the character.
I'm never like relating to that. I'm never like, yeah, man, I'm on your level when I'm listening to that. But this, it's like, mate, you're a YouTuber. You make vlogs. No one is relating to this.
It's a Disney star.
You just come across so unbelievably arrogant. It hurts. Like,
this next line's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And I'm coming with the crew. I mean, read into that what you want. He's got a bunch of little kids around him. It's like, yeah, I'm coming with the crew. Like, what on earth?
This is Team 10, bitch.
Who the hell are flipping you?
Flipping you? Well, I'm scared by that.
Well, it's just funny because they've gone... So they obviously deem bitch not offensive at all. Like, that's not a swear word in their eyes. That's absolutely fine. But flipping? Oh. Can't have a fuck in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, you guys can't... I think you need to watch the video as well, because the video's got like Lambos in it, and it's just really awkward people dancing in the background and stuff. But what it just annoyed me, because it's so... Just no one likes someone who's bragging about that kind of stuff. Like... I always go back to PewDiePie. He's smashed it years for years for years. All the biggest YouTubers have absolutely killed it at that level, if not more, for years. 4 years in a row. None of them are ever bragging about it, flaunting it. It's just like...
Yeah, I'm worried that is the state of America at the moment, though. If Trump made a song, that would be it. No, it literally would be. It would be just a list of things. Like, yeah, 10 Rolexes, all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't get it.
I just, like... He has probably so many young people watching him. And what are they going to watch that thinking? Like, a kid's watching it going, you're cool, man. I want to be like you.
Yeah, basically. It's aspiring to have the materialistic things that he's got, isn't it? Oh, yeah, Lambo. Mommy, I want a Rolex for Christmas.
But it's like, it's big because he is huge. Like, he's a huge YouTuber, huge following. Like, huge following. It's crazy. And there's some of you listening to this might love his videos. But and I'd love to know what you think about this song, just as a whether you're a fan of him or not. I just because it's drawn a lot. So in already it's had 700,000 likes, which is
a lot
of it's already on 150,000 dislikes at the time of recording. Oh. So it's like
that's quite close, isn't it?
That's like a lot of dislikes.
Well, normally you would think that 10% dislikes, you're like, oh, that's a lot.
Yeah,
like, that's a big percentage.
Quite a lot.
My God. When you did your first rap, obviously you can't really compare him because it actually was a parody. Yeah. Was that the most like nerve-wracking thing you've ever released? Was that when you were most like totally
the first ever rap? Yeah, definitely. 100%. Because I hadn't introed it at all either. I just did it.
So you didn't tell them beforehand, like fans, oh yeah, guys, I'm making this.
No. I kept it. I was bigging up. I've got something amazing for a million subscribers, but I never kind of gave any hints to what it was. And then I just did it.
Oh.
But... Yeah, that is a parody. Like, it's, yeah.
Parody. How do you think Jake's going to take this? Because this is the first time he's had a bit of criticism, really, isn't it? Like, if you go on all these other videos, they absolutely love him.
Do you know what? I honestly don't think he'll give a shit.
Really?
Like, I don't know. What do you expect when you're making a song like that? And the music video goes along with it. Are all Team 10 sat there watching this going, yeah, man, we're fucking cool. We are.
Yeah.
We are cool. Because... I showed the video to my mates who don't really watch YouTube. I sent it to them and they were like, this is a parody. I was like, no, it's serious. And then they're just like, what is this kid on?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of response. It's like, I feel like I'll show Adam the video after. And
oh, he's going to love it. He's going to absolutely love it. But one line, I just want to pick up. There's an English guy in Team 10. And he sticks out like a sore thumb. Because everyone else is like, yeah, man, let's go, bro. And then his line is, England is my city. You're like, that's not true,
is
it?
Does he say England is his city?
Yeah, have you not seen that part of the song?
Is it actually England is my city?
Yeah, so it's wrong. Oh. Yeah, I know. Oh.
It's like clever.
He should know better. Oh. But yeah, well done, mate. Like, proud of you.
So I'd love to know your thoughts on this, guys. But that's kind of some of the YouTube chat.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, there's not actually a lot going on with YouTube. It's like everyone's a bit depressed, you know. CPM's down, views down.
Yeah. YouTube is an interesting place right now. We've talked about it before, but it's kind of like, as a creator, you're so out of control of what happens on YouTube in terms of like algorithm, growth, all this kind of stuff, who sees your videos. And recently, well, in the last 6 months, really, pretty much, I'd say 90% of creators have seen a decrease in subscribers, yeah, views, growth. And there's a few select channels that are almost being whitelisted as smashing it more than any people have ever smashed it before.
It seems unfair that it's so ambiguous the way YouTube works, though, for the creators. It would be fair enough if this has happened, but you've had a reason. So, oh, okay, that's fine. Mm. We'll do our best to change and adhere to whatever rules you're doing. But it's nothing. It's like, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah. Every man for himself.
It is a scary change.
Is that linked because of the advertisers pulling out?
That was linked with CPMs going down, but that's
nothing to do with the actual views and stuff.
Algorithms. I've just seen a few more lines on the song going back. And I just dropped some new merch and they selling like a god church. What the fuck?
God church. Everyone knows God churches, of course. That's an amazing religion. It's just, yeah, let's go to the God church today. I love that, though. Linking selling merch to religion. It's a winning formula every time.
Ohio is where I'm from. We chew 'em like it's gum. We shooting with a gun. Are you? Or Team 10, like, fucking ready to... Got their Glock on all the time.
That's nice as well, isn't it? It's like, everyone should own a gun, clearly. These kids have got them, so why shouldn't everyone else? They're good lyrics, aren't they? They've employed a songwriter for that, I think. I think Adele's songwriter's come on board.
I think they made it and the video in one day, though.
Well, there's no excuse. I'd like to think we could come up with something a little bit better than that in a day. Well, without annoying people, do you know what I mean? We'd probably make something mediocre.
A lot of people like it. A lot of people like it. They do. Oh, in comparison, though, if we talk about Logan's song, because the whole kind of brother, Logan's...
brother versus
Logan's
brother.
Pause.
They're definitely very competitive, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, because when did his song come out? Like 2 weeks ago?
Logan made a song with, I can't remember the band name, group of boys.
Well, of course, it's the Pools. It's going to be a bunch of kids, isn't it? Obviously.
But his song was like genuinely good. Logan's song was a good song. It is a good song. It's a catchy song. They can sing. It's got good production. The music video, it's like properly thought
out. No mentions of God churches.
No bragging. No Lambos being shown. Guns and chewing gum, you know. But it was just interesting to see the comparison between the two.
Yeah, definitely. Good old low gang. So you're definitely low gang, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm more low gang than... I would not call myself a Jake Pauler.
Oh, is that what it... Is that where the last line is?
Yeah.
I cannot be outdone. Jake Paul is number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, beef. What the low gang going to think about that? Oh, dear. Are you ready?
Four.
Big question.
Yes.
Headline. Horrific pictures show partygoers dancing with, in capitals, dead dolphin in kitchen of student apartment.
What the fuck?
What? It is. It is a dead dolphin.
Dead dolphin in... What?
I mean, by laughing, we don't agree with this, but have you ever seen that?
I'm laughing because it's the most random thing I've ever seen. A dead dolphin on someone's shoulders by a fridge in the kitchen. Is it real?
No, it is real.
I mean, I feel sorry. I love dolphins.
Doesn't everyone? I love dolphins. They're amazing. But horrifying photos of partygoers dancing with a dead dolphin have emerged online. An apartment in Cork with the carcass draped over their shoulders.
Where did they get the dolphin from?
I don't know.
Isn't that illegal?
I think they chucked it outside when they were done with it.
Oh my God.
That's one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Oh.
I like how there's just an emoji on there.
Poor dolphin. What bloody question have you got from this then?
Well, the last two lines are, it is understood the two young men involved are not students at the college. The incident has sparked a fierce reaction online, with commenters branding them idiots and cruel. I think there's better words to describe them than that. So my question to you is...
What animal have you done that with?
Which animal have you defiled? No, what is the weirdest slash craziest party you've ever been to? Because you've been to a few, I've heard some stories.
Have you?
Yeah.
The craziest party I've ever been to.
Or night out, something like that.
Oh, God. I always need like a solid 10 minutes to think about this.
What about the...
What? What?
Didn't you go to that club?
Why are you... You can talk into the microphone.
Oh, I thought I'd do that and then you could say it. What? Do you know what I mean? But that, yeah, okay. That's,
I don't know what you're talking about.
The small person at the nightclub in Soho.
What, they were just small people there?
Yeah. You were in, Cirque? Something yeah. like that?
Oh, and then it was, yeah. Dude,
was that, what about that one? That's a good story. Because small, anyone's
such
small.
Such terms of dwarfs, little person. and person of short stature
don't
are all
say,
acceptable.
Don't say person of short stature.
Most people would rather be referred to by their name.
You imagine knowing someone. Oi, little person. Well, you got a choice there then.
I don't know.
It's fine. That's...
Well, Matt. I don't know. I went to a nightclub once in London and there was like dwarfs walking around, which is fine, like, but they were employed by, so the theme was like a circus, so they were walking around doing crazy things, but then all of a sudden, like, I can't remember what, like, a different song came on and the club had put a dwarf like on a ceiling rail and he was dressed in a Superman costume. He was like flying into the club like Superman, which is just really random. Oh my God, no, the weirdest stuff I've seen for sure is The Box.
Oh.
What do you mean? I don't even know if I can talk about that stuff that I've seen on the podcast.
How come?
Well, okay, well, I've seen someone squat on a bottle, like a wine bottle.
That's fine.
Goes fully up their arse.
Oh, okay. That's graphic.
I've seen someone set their cock on fire.
Did they have any pubic hair? Surely that will go up like a...
Don't know. They wrapped it in tissue first. It was all a bit weird. I've seen some... It sounds like I've been sexual. It's not. Yeah.
It's not. You've had some good nights, Marcus.
Some double the dildo
bloody
things.
YouTubers. Oh, nice.
So I'm just going to stop there.
Oh, my God.
You sparked this. In my head, I was originally going to say the craziest thing was when I went to a house party in Brighton, a college
and
one.
And a dead dolphin was in there.
No. That got like leaked on Facebook back in the day and 500 people went and trashed this girl's house.
No way.
Yeah. I couldn't even get in the house and then police dogs raided it and everything. And the girl...
Was it on the news? Because I remember a lot of those things were in the
girl,
papers.
The girl who did it was on the front page of the paper and then she got signed up to be a model from that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is such a random story.
She got scouted.
Seriously?
Yeah.
She's still a model now?
Mate, I don't...
Oh, you're not in touch.
I didn't even know her. I just went.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, it was that's
like,
good...
I was saw people, like, literally smashing the front windows, climbing in. And I was stood outside of our friends, like, guys, I don't think we should go in.
Don't like the vibe here. Oh my God, yeah, that's a good story. I don't have anything really.
Yeah, like, what about you?
Well,
crazy scenes have you seen in Bournemouth?
No dwarfs or dolphins. No, I told it the story on the podcast last week, I think. You know, the Nutella on the wall, if and I walked in dog shit by accident.
Oh,
I think that's it, to be honest.
Like, you walked in dog shit the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, that was fun.
When we were filming a video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really annoying.
And then you used my knife. My kitchen knife to get it out your
what
shoe.
What am I supposed to use? What did you want me to do?
Just
I couldn't leave it till I did it at home. It
also,
was like hours
also
away.
Also, you wanted to do it in my kitchen sink. Didn't you? You wanted to do it in my kitchen sink and you're annoyed when I said no. I'm like, mate, I'd
disinfect it.
I'd have dog shit in my kitchen sink.
I would disinfect it. No, it would be fine.
And then I made you take a bowl outside and do it.
Yeah.
I still let you use a knife.
Yeah, I was thankful for that. Because my shoes, you got to get in the grooves.
And then you didn't want to put it in the dishwasher.
What, the knife?
Yeah.
I cleaned it.
No, but
I cleaned it. Yeah. It was fine.
Your cleaning is probably just rinsing it.
No, it's not. I get really paranoid. I don't know if this is an urban legend or true. If you get dog poo in your eye, you go blind.
Oh, you go blind.
Do you reckon that's true?
Adam?
Why is Adam the oracle? Why is he?
He knows everything.
He's the brains of this podcast.
So yeah, that's true apparently.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I was always so scared. If I had a dog, I mean, if you, I don't know, the particles,
sits on your
if
face
it gets
and
in
takes
your
a
rubbing,
shit on your eye.
Well, think about it. If you're stroking a dog, they've rolled into shit, and then you like wipe your eyes and there's poo like particles,
if
follicles
you, if
in
you
there.
Can't see shit on your dog and you're stroking it and then you're looking at your hand and then touching it, something's wrong with you, mate.
What I'm saying, okay, kids, if you've got small kids who do it, do you think
the
then?
Dogs roll around in their own shit?
Believe me, you wouldn't believe the things they roll around in. Foxes shit, loads of things.
Yeah, but their own shit. That was the...
My dog used to eat his own poo.
Oh, that is rank.
I know it. Rank. That's what I'm telling... They're animals though, aren't they? Like, you can't say to them, oh, don't do that. It can't understand you. So yes, they do roll around and poo sometimes.
Okay.
So yeah, there you go. That's a good...
Good public... ender of the yeah. podcast. So glad we touched on that.
That was a public service announcement. That was good.
I hope you guys have enjoyed today's podcast. It's been a very fun one. I've enjoyed it a lot. If you're new to listening, cool, but like,
hello.
You're in on episode 27 now, so hi, subscribe, go listen to the other ones, and if you are a current subscriber, thank you very much. Please carry on rating it 5 stars everywhere because we like to read those, and we will see you next week with another one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.